We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Aha! Damn Fox News website and their auto roll stuff that's on there. Bob McClain. I'm going to stop going to their website because they auto roll stuff on me every time I go there. Let's do that. Let's talk. We got one more hour to do it. The fabled bonus hour here on the Bobby Mack Show. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation. Just grab your phone and use the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063. Or if you are a texter by preference, Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307. And my email address, bob@1063word.com. By the way, during the news break, I had a chance to go back to my palatial office next door to the studio, Club Bob, as we jokingly refer to it. And I noticed that I had a voicemail on my phone, and I will share it with you because you may remember a while back, I had a caller who was asking how much money the CEO of Duke Energy makes. And I didn't know right off the top of my head. Well, he did some digging and discovered it, and it's a fascinating voicemail that he left more for me with the information. First things first, though, we go to the phones and welcome in Lou, who is in Campobello. Hi, Lou, and welcome to the show. Happy Easter Monday to you.
Thank you. You too, Bobby. You know, if I was Trump, I wouldn't show him my tax returns because I'm not sure they couldn't appoint a special auditor or a special investigator like they did Mueller to go through his tax returns.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
And then when you think if they can get the two-hop rule that anybody that he did business with, they can audit them, think about the tremendous amount of pressure they could put on people just to say, oh, well, yeah, he asked me to lie. I mean, he's going through an audit with the IRS that in recent history has been found not to be too good on conservatives.
True.
When they were making it almost impossible for conservative groups to get special tax-exempt ID numbers. So what benefit would it be of him? I mean, there's a lot of snowflakes and Democrats just say, oh, well, they just want to look at the bottom number and who charities. That's a bunch of BS. They are going to audit him to nauseam, and they are going to make sure they're going to the judgment's already been passed. They want to impeach him. They want to find anything they can to do that. And if there's something inappropriate or what they deem inappropriate on his taxes, they're going to try with that, too. I just wish the Republicans would take a note out of their playbook that when they become or get back into power, if they ever do, when they were looking at Barack Obama's birth certificate, they should have appointed a special counsel, and they should have went up one side and down the other. But you know what? They don't have a set of genitalia to do that.
Here's a question. If the president of the United States, who, by the way, is under no requirement to release his tax returns. Historically, it's been done for the last, I don't know, 10, 14 years, something like that. But there's no legal obligation to do it. If they're so anxious to get tax returns, why doesn't Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer set a sterling example and go ahead and release their tax returns?
Well, you know, personally, Bobby, I don't want to see a billionaire who becomes president and doesn't take a cent for it. I'd rather see somebody in the Senate or the House that makes about $150,000 who has become a million or billionaire.
Yep.
I'd like to see where all their money's coming from. But, you know, it's just amazing. And when you were gone, I talked to Jim Bohan, and I gave him my Cousin Beth scenario. You tell me I murdered your Cousin Beth, and all your family said I did it. Everybody tells me I killed her. your cousin Beth. The police are harassing me at work. Everybody wants to know. Cousin Beth shows up at your dinner on Sunday, okay? And she says, oh, I've been in the Bahamas with my boyfriend. Why? What's going on? Nothing. Are you still going to investigate me for obstructing justice in the murder of Cousin Beth?
Right. Here, and to put it another way, I floated this hypothetical with Moneypenny earlier in the show. I say to Moneypenny, you know, I'm a little short of money right now. I think I'll go rob a bank. And Moneypenny says, no, it's not a good idea. You probably don't want to do that. And so I say, okay, I won't. And I find myself charged by Congress with bank robbery because I thought about robbing the bank. So at some point, according to the op-ed that is supposed to pass as the part of the Mueller report where McCann, the president's former lawyer, makes all these accusations against President Trump because he thought about, at some point, firing Robert Mueller, which would have been within his legal purview to do, because he thought about it, therefore he should be impeached, right?
Well, you know, Bobby, you're almost always right, but let me throw one wrench into your work.
Yeah.
It's not you. It's not you saying you want to go rob a bank. It's a radio station that you're in a battle for ratings.
Right.
They tell the government, hey, you know what? I think Bob McLean robbed a bank. It was right after he shot 82
right.
when he was golfing. I remember it clearly. Then all of a sudden, they come after you then, okay, and you're saying, I didn't rob a bank. What bank did I rob? Well, it was the Russian National Bank of South Carolina.
Exactly,
After everything goes through, they finally come out and they say, you know, we can't find the bank or any of the tellers that will say he robbed them. But, you know, he obstructed justice because he wasn't quite true about robbing the bank.
That's right.
If I'm not living through this, I would have a hard time reading something in a history book and saying, you know what, that couldn't have actually happened.
Yeah, we find ourselves living in an alternate universe. And I'm in big trouble here, Lou, from the scenario you suggested, because a week ago Saturday, I shot 83.
Well, you know what, Bobby? I'm going to start a rumor that you and I went golfing two Sundays ago. We both shot 78 for 18 holes.
Right.
So as long as I lie and you lie and no one can prove it, we shot 78. That's how the Democrats work.
Sure, absolutely. They have their own little universe. I'm telling you, it's
it's sad.
Yeah, it is. It's worse than sad. It's a threat to the continuation of the constitutional republic that we've lived in for 200-plus years.
But that's their goal, Bobby. If
you
they
bet.
Could get rid of the Constitution, they could build a country that they could thrive in.
You bet. Yeah, that would make Venezuela be proud of the example that they set.
There you go.
Yeah. Thanks, Lou. I appreciate the call, as always. Good to have you here. 14 after 6 here on the Bobby Mack Show, in on the text line. Bobby, I'm a nurse, have been for 29 years. I'm curious if you heard about Senator Maureen Walsh of Washington talking about nurses saying, well, they're probably sit around playing cards most of the time, and they talk out of both sides of their mouth. Referring to hospitals in her state, she said it in general. Needless to say, she ticked off nurses all over America. Currently, she is receiving many decks of cards. Good. Bicycles. Bicycles are good cards. You can always use a quarter after six here on the Bobby Mack Show. Back to the phones again, and more of our lefty loony update. We have yet to get to Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar, who, along with AOC, form the new axis of evil on the left. But we'll get to them coming up. Well, I hope so, if not entertained, at least better informed. I mentioned we would have a bit more coming along in our loony lefty update for today. Representative Rashida Tlaib, Muslim of Michigan, claims to be a Democrat, Democrat socialist, urged her supporters to join her in a hunger strike to push for action to shut down ICE. arguing the radical push to abolish ICE can't be achieved by Congress. Who she thinks she is, Mahatma Gandhi? Tlaib, headlining a Detroit fundraiser this past weekend for the Michigan Coalition for Human Rights, complained of colleagues who are constantly policing what she says and lack willingness to embrace bold stands such as abolishing ICE, and called on her activist audience to join her in a hunger strike at the border. So you go to a fundraising dinner and you call for a hunger strike? I mean, I know they serve rubber chicken at those things, but it's going to take movements outside of the halls of Congress. I want you all to shut them down. We can't shut them down. Don't wait for this Congress to act. Shut them down. I know what they're going to say. They'll go, "What do you mean, Rashida?" Well, I'll tell you, there are some people that are using hunger strike, all these other things, going to the border, and I plan to. Tlaib, of course, is part of my new axis of evil, along with new Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, Muslim Minnesota, and AOC, Progressive Socialist New York. Ilhan Omar slammed U.S. soldiers involved in Black Hawk Down. Omar, a Somali native elected to Congress last fall, was responding to a tweet that falsely described the 1993 Battle of Mogadishu as the worst terrorist attack in Somali history. The original tweet noted that 19 American soldiers were killed and 73 American soldiers were wounded. So Representative Omar then tweets, in his selective memory, the writer forgets to also mention that thousands of Somalis killed by the American forces that day. Omar wrote, while a Minnesota state legislator, Omar has repeatedly generated controversy largely for her anti-Semitic statements about Israel, which employed old canards about Jewish power and money. House leaders forced her to apologize in February after she tweeted, "It's all about the Benjamins, baby," referring to American Israel Public Affairs Committee, or AIPAC, alleged spending and its purported influence on American policy. A few fringe characters have reacted to the Omar controversies by making threats against the Congresswoman. Omar is an elected official, however, and her viewpoints remain a fair point for debate despite her hateful comments. A few fellow Democrats have also noted her anti-Semitism. Georgia Representative Lucy McBath and Dan McCready, a candidate for North Carolina's 9th Congressional District, have turned down contributions from Omar, the Daily Caller reported last Wednesday. She is also building a record of inaccurate statements. Most recently, she incorrectly said that the Council on American Relations, American-Islamic Relations, CARE, was founded after 9/11, when, in her words, some people did something and Muslim Americans face new civil rights threats. Many critics saw the "some people did something" line as minimizing the magnitude of the Al-Qaeda attack on America, but as a basic fact, CARE, her host that night, was formed in 1994 as an outgrowth of the Muslim Brotherhood-created Hamas support network in America. Quote, "Losses taken on the Somali side came as a result of their attempts to ambush our ground convoy and the flight of our aircraft. Our forces, being vastly outnumbered, fought to save their own lives. All the Somali militia had to do was walk away, but they persisted," said Mike Durant. If that name rings a bell, that's because Mike Durant was the pilot of that Black Hawk that was shot down. More on the loony left still to come in this hour, including pencil neck Adam Schiff and Beto O'Rourke. By the way, have you seen, some of these Democrat candidates have been releasing their tax returns? They're all over the web. Take a look at their charitable contributions, Beto O'Dork and the rest of them. Not exactly the soul of generosity. To the phones we go. Lore joins us this afternoon. Hi, Lore, and welcome to the show. Hope you're doing well.
Hi, I'm doing fine. I don't know, I see if I can find someplace quieter. I'm at the Greenville County Convention Center right now, and I am asking all the people that hear me right now that aren't here and care to pray, because this has been a very contentious election that's going on. And we desperately need to pull it together. I was handed, talking to Bobby Mack, hi. I was handed a brochure, and it said, individual participation in the American political system is the best way to preserve and strengthen our liberty. And are you able to hear me all right?
Yeah, there's a little bit of background noise, but we hear you fine.
Yeah, it's. I'm going to go out to someplace else. The thing doesn't start until 7, and I'm.
What event are you at, Laura?
Did you get a ballot?
No, I have to get the ballot. Yeah, I'm at the convention center for the GOP Republican. Convention, pre-convention, or is this the convention?
Gotcha.
I think this is the convention, and then people will go down to Columbia to pick up a ballot. And
Laura, I'm sorry, but it's kind of distracting. So many people there are coming up to you.
Right.
Tell you what.
You know what, that's all. I just want to ask people to pray, to be aware, to consider getting involved. Deep on my heart is to get more minorities here.
Yes.
We need to see more black faces. We need to see more Hispanics here. We need to see more Asians here. We need to see people here, because what we do affects everyone. And this is very, very important. We have been lapsed. I have to confess, I have been lapsed in just let them take care of it.
Yeah.
And that's why we're in the shape we're in. We cannot, just let them take care of it. And look at what we have at the Washington. And it all begins here. It's, you know, our South Carolina legislature needs a little shaping up. What do you think?
Yes, I would certainly agree with that. Laura, thanks a lot for the call. That is the Greenville County GOP convention that's going on tonight. Okay. 6:29 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Patrick's ready to go. He's next in the news center. I'm right back on the other side here on the Bobby Mack Show on Monday.
Excellent.
Welcome back. 6:36 now, 24 before 7, Monday edition. We're in the last half of the bonus hour. Let me catch up with the text line here quickly. Bobby, the Somalis killed in the Battle of Mogadishu were not non-combatants. U.S. soldiers were fighting for their lives. Yeah, if you don't believe it, watch the movie Black Hawk Down. Bob, Omar is trying to get herself martyred. Another texter says, I fully support her hunger strike, and I can only hope that she's fully committed. Another texter adds, maybe the hunger strike will last indefinitely. Now, Bob, I hope Tlaib follows through with her hunger strike all the way to the bitter end, so we can all learn our lesson. Bob, who's going to set up a barbecue next to the hunger strike? I'd be happy to. Bobby, excellent show today. I love the back and forth with Lou from Campobello. By the way, first hummingbird of the year showed up today on the back porch. Bob, my mother once sponsored you in the Greer Relief Golf Tournament a decade ago, so Mom is slightly responsible for your 83. There you go. I made a lot of putts that day, if you were wondering. Bobby, the latest version of the Firefox web browser can be set to disable the autoplay of videos on websites by default. Works great on Fox News and other websites. Just a suggestion. Have a great day. Thank you. I will have to look into that. Oh, and a loony lefty tweeted, Nancy Pelosi's not running for president. Donald Trump is. Yeah, and as a citizen of the United States, he has a perfect right to have his tax returns remain private. And is Pelosi not a high-ranking politician? Bob Reff in Greer texted, even if Nancy cheated on her taxes, the Dems wouldn't prosecute her anyway. And I think that catches me up with the text lines. Bobby, if you call in, please spit it out and let Sir Bob take over from that point, because Bob has an abundance of radio smooth ability. If I coined that term just for you, Bob, have a great evening, sir. Thank you. Appreciate that. Now, I mentioned I'd had a caller a while back, and we were talking about Duke Energy and the rate hike. And he was asking me how much the CEO of Duke Energy made. What's the annual salary? And right off the top of my head, I didn't know. Well, the caller took it upon himself to become an investigative reporter and find that information and left this on my voicemail for me this afternoon.
Bobby, Master Sergeant Ray McNeely. I found that information. I was telling you about the CEO of Duke Energy. Her name is Lynn Good. I believe I got that right. In 2017, she made $21.4 million. Now, I calculated that out on a five-day work week, and it comes to approximately $82,307.69 a day. So instead of raising our rates, why don't they just cut her out and give her one day's pay per year? A lot of people live on $80,000 a year, and just give her one day's pay, and they can save over $20 million. Talk to you later, buddy.
Bye. Thank you, sir. Thank you for your service, and thank you for the call. So Ms. Good makes $20 million a year? I would say that's not good. That is, in fact, great.
Hoo-ah!
Yeah. Jeez. Here we go. Collusion, collusion, collusion for three straight years. Oops! Mueller report, no collusion, no obstruction. That's okay. Democrats immediately pivot. Oh, obstruction of justice! It's right there in the Mueller report, obstruction of justice. Plenty of evidence of obstruction of justice. House Judiciary Committee Chairman, nattering Nabob Nadler of New York, today subpoenaed former White House counsel Don McGahn to testify publicly next month following last week's release of the Mueller report. Wasn't the Mueller report about the Russia investigation? Yeah, that's what I thought. Nadler described McGahn, who stepped down as White House counsel in October 2018, as a critical witness to many of the alleged instances of obstruction of justice and other misconduct described in the special counsel's report. You know what that second half of the Mueller report was? Mark Levin nailed this very accurately on Fox News yesterday. That wasn't a report. It was an op-ed. It was, hey, all you Democrats in Congress, here's a bunch of stuff that I'm going to toss into this report to be able to trash and impugn the reputation of the president. So take it and run with it and see if you can come up with some kind of phonied up excuse to charge the president with obstruction and impeach him. Nattering Nabob Nadler said the special counsel's report, even in redacted form, outlined substantial evidence that President Trump engaged in obstruction and other abuses. Why? Why does he claim this? Because the president, according to McGahn, and by the way, has McGahn testified to this in court? Has he been cross-examined? Otherwise, it's hearsay, which is another way of saying it's bullcrap. So President Trump at some point apparently suggested that he was thinking about firing Robert Mueller. Well, Mr. Nadler, to the best of my knowledge, thinking about doing something and then not doing it is not an impeachable offense. It's not a high crime. It's not a misdemeanor. As I use the analogy before, it's like me saying I'm thinking about robbing a bank, and then I'm charged with robbing a bank because I thought about it. Nadler, he's full of himself. He's full of something, including himself. It now falls to Congress to determine for itself the full scope of the misconduct and to decide what steps to take in the exercise of our duties of oversight, legislation, and constitutional accountability. Harumph, harumph. So, you know, we know exactly where they're going with this stuff. For them to determine what steps they'll take, you know what steps they want to take. Pelosi and AOC and the rest of them have been talking about it since before the Mueller report came out. Impeach him immediately. God. Meantime, Sunday on ABC's This Week, House Intelligence Committee Chairman Pencil Neck Adam Schiff, family member of the Soros family, by the way, by marriage, said the Mueller report showed President Trump's obstruction of justice was far worse than anything Richard Nixon did. You know, Richard Nixon fired an attorney general and a special prosecutor setting off the so-called Saturday Night Massacre. Did Trump do that? Did Trump fire Mueller? No. He not only let him complete the investigation, he cooperated with it, according to the Attorney General of the United States. Oh, but excuse me, I forgot, the AG is a sellout. Right. He's just carrying water for President Trump. That's why he was appointed to replace Jeff Sessions. They may come to regret, the Democrats, I mean, may come to regret a lot of the nasty things they're saying about Bill Barr, that he's not a man of honor and all this other stuff. You really want to be saying things like that about the Attorney General of the United States, who is about to embark on an investigation into you? I mean, how smart is that?
Don't!
14 before 7. Take a quick break here, last one, and then right back to wrap things up here on Monday, including some of these oh-so-charitable Democratic presidential candidates.
All right, Dan.
Welcome back. 6:50, 10 before 7 here in the Bobby Mac Show. See, you have to learn to think as the other guy thinks. Kind of, a little Sun Tzu, the Art of War tactics. And here's a texter who understands that, has thought it through. Bobby, it's actually kind of smart. They'll now be able to claim that any investigation of them by Attorney General Barr is nothing but retribution for things they've said about him. Right. That's exactly the tack they would take. Bobby Robert Francis O'Rourke. What a maroon. What a nincompoop. Bob, let's bring back the code of dueling as a means to defend your honor. Preston Brooks, Ben Pitchfork Tillman, and Strom Thurmond all threw down in the Senate. We need that again. There was a time when they used to, take a cane to each other, take their walking stick to each other. Bobby Mueller had 2 years to determine the full scope. I guess he was not qualified since he found nothing. And about Governor LePetitmaine showing up, work, work, work. I didn't get a harumph out of that guy. Right. Bobby, did I hear correctly? Omar's on a hunger strike? You just made my day. I think she was suggesting everybody else go on a hunger strike. She's not about to do it herself. Of course, you don't think she's going to miss a meal. Fake Hispanic Beto O'Dork confronted at a town hall about his miserly campaign donations and responded in such a narcissistic fashion, It would give you Barack Obama flashbacks. According to his tax return since 08, the Irishman O'Rourke has donated less than 1% of his considerable income to charity. 2017, O'Dourke earned a healthy $366,455. His reported charitable donations, $1,166. In other words, he donated less than 1/3 of 1% to charity. Now, apparently, he thinks it begins at home. Over the last 10 years, the Irishman reported an average annual income of $340,000, but donated an average of just $2,400 to charity per year, 0.7%. That gross dollar donation, just over $2,400, is also less than half of what the average American who makes considerably less than O'Dourke donates to charity. The IRS says those in the $200,000 to $250,000 tax bracket donate an average of $5,400 annually. How about the rest of them? How about the rest of the class of this field from the Democrats? Pocahontas, Senator Elizabeth Warren and her husband donated 5.5% of their income last year. Governor Jay Inslee of Washington and his wife donated about 4%. Senator Amy Klobuchar, Democrat Minnesota, and her husband just under 2%, as was Senator Kirsten Gillibrand of New York. Kamala Harris of California and her husband donated 1.4% of their income to a charity. Booker has not released his, nor has Mayor Pete or Julian Castro. But they said, don't worry, we'll do that soon. We'll release our tax returns real soon. Okay, good. That's great to know. Jeez. And this note finally from Hollywood and divorce court. The woman Nicolas Cage was married to for 4 days before filing for an annulment claims she is entitled to spousal support and wants the star to pay off her legal fees. The 55-year-old actor married Erica Koike during a night of drinking in Vegas. He filed for an annulment 4 days later, explaining in court documents he was too drunk to adequately agree to such a big decision. Court papers say they were both drinking to the point of intoxication. Boy, that's a shock. It's all for today. Got to wrap things up. Have a great evening. See you back tomorrow. God bless.
That's all, folks.
Well, kids, that's our show for today. And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter,
every time we say goodbye,
goodbye.
You say goodbye, and I say hello.
Hello, I must be going.
What?
I must be going.
So long, farewell, our feet are saying goodbye. I leave and heave a sigh and say goodbye.
Goodbye to you.
I'll be back.
Goodbye.
This concludes our broadcast day.
Goodbye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.